this time I would like to welcome Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly. You may be seated.
I don't know how many times I've heard people say something like, well, there's nothing else. There's really nothing else I can do. I guess I'll pray. As though that is the last resort. And so here we are, just literally one day removed from the start of this horrific tragedy. And I'm so heartened to see a community that is starting with prayer. I heard a sermon one time, and it was on the very end of the book of Philippians, which is a letter that Paul wrote to a church, an early church in Philippi, and he wrote it from prison. And it was probably near the end of his life, and based on how he wrote, it seemed that he knew that. And how he ended the letter really struck me. I was surprised. I don't know about you, I tend to tune out at the end of the letters from Paul because he just kind of signs off at the end, kind of a salutation, an end to the letter. And I was so surprised to hear a sermon and get something brand new out of it that I'd never seen before, and it inspired me to go and look at the beginning of his letters and see what I may have missed from the greetings. And so I wanted to share with you something about the way Paul says hello. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And it struck me, I wondered, what if the people that were important to me, what if I started out that way? Like, what if that's how I greeted them? What if that's how I showed them love? Not to take that for granted. And I was so inspired, I went home and I said to my wife, I said, I'm so thankful for you. I thank God every time I think of you. And you know what she said? What have you done? And we can learn a lot about how to be loving toward each other by just looking at, in good times and in bad times, what is recorded in the scriptures for us. And we know that Jesus himself went through crushing loss, and how did he, while here on earth, and how did he handle that? How did he respond? I think it's a picture of what we can do in these times when it seems like it's impossible to even know what to say or how to make it better. And sometimes there just isn't a better. And so we can just be there for each other. And so I'd ask that you pray with me now. Lord, thank you for a community that comes to you first. Help us to be like you. Help us to weep with each other and to come alongside. Help us to show your light when the world is so dark. And Lord, when our faith grows weak, help our unbelief. And when we're tired and afraid, in the heaviness of the moment is too much, help us to understand that there is strength on our knees. Help us all to orient ourselves toward your light so we can reflect it in this world. And when we're pulled toward darkness and anger and hatred, help us to think about the redemption that you brought to us. That we would replace hate with love and anger with forgiveness. Weep with those that weep. Lord, and always, always know that you are in control. We ask these things, all these things, for the people of this region and those who mourn with us across the state, across the nation, and indeed around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.